Ah, spiders. Okay. It's time to drive a car.
My car, but he may not remember it. It was brief, but it was effective. Finally. It was impactful, and it went down in history as one of the best white carpet interviews of all time. And it was me that did it. Welcome him to the show, the one and only from True Blood, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. From True Blood, Joe Manganiello.
Thank you. Joe Manganiello. And move and turn the black clay clay. Get you a tape. Watch the cool work and spin the vinyl till it off and get a fat and set a the west shore. Spin around with the sound and get choice while the clear voice drop from the ground. Stereo, it's all in the jam. Plus tricks that fix this style. Mixes if you're soft. So beginning to end, you can't win. Let the DJ freak pause, then run it again. While you're listening to the hit, it's nice. Can't you tell that the two will steady bring it till we swell? Well, I used to sell mixtapes, but now I'm a DC. I got the rhymes and beats. I used to rock the tape. I used to sell mixtapes, but now I'm a DC. I got the rhymes and beats. I used to rock the tape. I just want to give a shout out to all of those who was down back there when I started, back in 84 and 85. Y'all want to give a shout out to my man Yusef Afloat, to my man Ganja K, AC Alone, Jay Soombi, we out.
Tune with his soul. So when he buried in a tomb full of gold, treasure. What's your pleasure? Life is a depending how you dress her. So if the devil wear Prada, Adam Eve wear Nada, I'm
all right. Well, more
pressure.
Post E3 time is always a little weird because, like, you're back at it, you know? It's like, it's this huge sensory overload and no sleep and everything, and you go crazy, and then it's just like, I don't know, at some point you're like, all right, now back to work. Back to the regular stuff. Back to, I guess, Batman, right? I mean, that's how... Tonight. Like Payday came out last week or something, right? That came out in the actual week of E3. Specialist. I don't know what the fuck that means. It's on the side of that truck. Nothing 'cause I'm
Really
excited to finally play. I mean, it's Sunday, and you know, it's very end of the night. I've been here all week, so just kind of been amped the whole time.
Week in Vegas just really just puts me into a, I'm like ready. I'm like
I get all fear and loathing.
Give me serious. I watched that.
But we did too.
I saw that movie, man. Wait, this isn't the Pitbull station. This is just the pop station. I was about to say, oh, it's right with the world, but...
Come on, baby, you know what it is.
But no.
Let's go to the crib. And if you want, we can bring your friends. Come on, mommy, you know what it is. Come on, baby, you know what it is. I'm on a mind. Let's go to the crib. And if you want, we can bring your friends. We can be fun.
Yeah.
Nine songs that sound like this all bum me out in slightly different ways.
sex is with themselves, with each other at mm-hmm. home, mm-hmm. When they're alone. But when they go to the sex club, it's purely physical attraction. I'm like, is your dude ugly, man? Or is your girl ugly? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, maybe they want a little something different.
I guess. You don't have any clubs here?
I used to DJ. I don't know if they're still around, but I used to DJ this event called Pleasure Zone. And they were kind of like swinger parties where the couples would meet and set things up for whatever they wanted to do later.
Yeah.
But you would see some interesting things on the dance floor without giving up too much, you know.
What would you wear to when you go to DJ?
The guys had to dress up, you know, kind of nice. So, you know, button-up shirts or whatever.
What would you wear?
I wore regular stuff. I wore a button-up shirt, you know. It would be like a white party or like a devil party or something like that.
That sounds cute. Could you do that? Could you swing with somebody?
I don't think I could.
No?
But, I mean, it was fun to watch. from the DJ booth, it was pretty interesting.
Jimmy, could you swing?
Could I swing? Well, yeah. First of all, the term is...
Happening, cazooing. I was just assuming you keep your coat on. But what I got one question. Fuck y'all, been money right or independent trunk taped up. We don't chase a duck, we only race for bucks. Peel money rolls till our thumbs get the paper cuts. Chill retardo, South Beach, Gallardo, Teal. Started up, go brr. Women, if you love me, please let me know. Tie rags around your neck and learn the sets we grow. These are the days of our lives, and I'm sorry to the fans, but the crackers won't play in fair. I know, yep, yeah, you too. Okay, we get it, yep, yeah, you too. I know, yep, yeah, you too. Okay, everybody meet Mr. Me Too. I know, yep, yeah, you too. Okay, we get it, yep, yeah, you too. I know, yep, yeah, you too. Okay, everybody meet Mr. Me Too.
I know what you think and why I call you Me Too. Cause everything I say, I got you say Me Too. I say I got the Benz, you say Me Too. You're hanging out the window, you ain't hanging out the window when you in that G2. Or that G3 or G4 like he does.
Want to know the time, better clock us. Niggas fight the style from the shoes to the watches. We cloud hoppers, tell us suits like we mobsters. Break down keys into dimes and sell them like gobstoppers. Who gon' stop us? Not a goddamn one of ya. Mean with the re-up, nigga, we street tumblers. Ivory white, yeah, that's the same.
Street tumblers?
Store, nigga.
I'm interested.
Just believe Mr. Mulligan.
Wanna follow all these street tumblers.
Rap niggas are whisperers. Choking your own spit just as soon as you mention us. Champagne corks is kicked by Louis Sportsen. Keep my hole. And Pooch and Charles Jordan. Copy chrome and touchscreen component. Make on the floor, make you high, don't it? You don't wanna know what the fuck I spent on it. Tomorrow ain't promised, so we live for the moment. I know, yep, yeah, you too. Okay, we get it, yep, yeah, you too. I know, yep, yeah, you too. Okay, everybody meet Mr. Me Too. I know, yep, yeah, you too. Okay, we get it, yep, yeah, you too. I know, yep, yeah, you too. Okay, everybody meet Mr. Me Too.
I had to reset my phone. It was acting all fucked up. Back it up and reset. It stopped rotating reliably. Like, I would turn sideways to look at something, and then it would take a while to realize. I'd be back, do the same thing. Sometimes I'd end up in, or it would, like, start to rotate, but not actually adjust the view, so half the screen be black, you know, still be thinking it's vertical. It's weird all over the place, man. It was totally fucked up. And I'm running like regular like iOS. I'm not running any weird beta shit. I actually thought about like the launch of their Spotify thing, their music thing. So I'm sure whatever beta they've got up, it's fine. You find it stable or whatever. This track is that it's not like it's all talk. You can talk about like, oh, this is violent. At no point does anything about Jay-Z's voice sound menacing. Doesn't sound like he means it. So that's, you know, you could say that about a lot of modern Jay-Z. Just kind of sounds like someone going through the motions a little bit. Not all the time. occasionally it just sounds a little phoned in. Got out the tunnel. It is incredibly foggy. Day after I got back, pretty much the whole drive back, and then the rest of that day, Friday, my ears were ringing so fucking bad. It's just like that feeling of like a week of non-stop blasting at you audio. Now I'm still pretty tired. I never really totaled it up, like how much time we were actually live over the course of the show. I want to say it's probably somewhere between 20 and 25 hours. I don't actually know. Longer if you include the breaks in the stream, I guess, but you know, even cutting that stuff out, I was putting up 2.5, 3 minutes. 13 hours, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. How many, like, annoyed petitions do you think we'll see for Xbox 360 backwards compatibility? Created. Like, almost, like, in a almost calculated fashion. So that's just up to the publishers to say okay. So even though some of them may have business reasons to not want to do that, you should harass them. We did the work. It's not, it's us. It's not, we did what we're supposed to do. It's just, you need to go bug EA. If you want Burnout Paradise, you gotta bug EA. What's that? EA doesn't want to keep the Burnout Paradise servers up for another 5 years by having it playable on another console? Huh. Weird. Yo, why is this pickup truck trying to merge into this bus? That's not the move. Don't do it. Like, don't crash into the bus. Okay, all right. Okay, we're good. Like, I wonder if they would ever make any old Madden games backwards compatible. Like, probably not, right? I mean, like, also, who cares, you know? Because the whole crux of that franchise is built on people buying a new one every year because they love football or whatever, so it's not, like, that big of a deal, but at the same time, like, you know. Why flag them? Why say yes to that when you're in the business of selling a new one every year? Like, I bet it's, like, cool for, like, digital-only Xbox 360 publishers that are just like, oh, yeah, no, we'd totally try to sell more of those. Like, if they end up creating a storefront for those games on the Xbox One. They'd be like, oh, sure, yeah. I wonder how long it would take for Gears of War 1 to make it onto that list. You figure they got time, right? Because, what, the remaster thing's out in August. So, by the time, the full rollout of backwards compatibility is in the fall, right? So they could roll it out then and be like, all right, yeah, no, anyone who bought the Gears remaster, the vast majority have bought it already. And the value proposition is different for that thing anyway, because it's like, hey, do you want to play modern multiplayer on these maps? So it's sort of different. They could probably get away with making the original game backwards compatible because, yeah, I mean, if anything, you put in Gears 1 now and look at it, you're like, man, this looks like fucking trash. I remember when this looked really good. I'm like, Take more than and one energy beverage to fucking dig me out of this hole I'm in. Fuck. Or I guess think about, like, you know, all the old THQ games. Old Midway games on 360, like, you know what, the THQ properties all got divvied up and that stuff went to, like, Deep Silver and what, Nordic Games, and, you know, like, it went around, but, like, I don't know that they, like, if there are any copies of those games still out there in the retail channel. Like, I don't know if they make money off of that stuff anymore. So, like, on some level, they're not super incentivized to make those games easier to play. Especially because, you know, at this point, like, those are most likely to be used copies, which, you know, who's going to go out there and buy, you know, like, used copies? Yeah, I don't know. Like, I just, it's the backwards compatibility thing, I think, is a... And, like, in a technically super, super impressive that they've been able to pull that off. Like, that's... Seriously, like, you know, like, when you look at, you know, what's emulated, what isn't... out there in the world, and how hard certain systems are compared to others. Like, the idea that they've... been able to emulate the 360 that way is like, fucking nuts. On an Xbox One, especially, you know? You're right, though. I mean, yeah, I mean, the games that are, you know, in the Games on Demand program, or games that could enter the 360 Games on Demand stuff, like, yeah, there could be new sales of those games, but for defunct publishers, that may result in some work having to be done, if only to change some title screens and some other stuff, but I... You know, they might have to research something. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's... I don't know. someone should fucking rip the hard drive out of their Xbox One and get a good look at how that backwards compatibility stuff works. And fucking just steal it all, port it to PC. I wonder if that'll happen. Like, think about it like this. Like, you know, at some point, the latest XDK always leaks. At some point, there's a community for that stuff that just, that stuff gets out there, and there could conceivably be useful bits of code in that shit that someone could look at and go, you know what? We're pretty sure we can make this work with every 360 game and make it work on a PC, and fuck it. I just wish, you know, it's a shame that the original Xbox is not better preserved from an emulation standpoint. Like, there are still people chipping away at it, but, like, they're not... Like, those games aren't playable, largely, you know? And that's a shame. Like, there's a bunch of weird shit that only came out on the Xbox. It's a super interesting point in time. Like, watching Microsoft's first attempts at a game console and some of the third-party stuff that came out. Some of the stuff that came out of Japan. Like, it'd be nice to have an easier way to play that stuff. I wonder if someone, like, hacked apart the 360 emulation, if they'd actually be able to get it to connect to Xbox Live. Or if that relies too much on hooks that are built into the Xbox One. If there's just too much identification stuff on that end of things for it to work. I did end up asking. We took an appointment to see new Xbox UI stuff. And they talked a little bit about the backwards compatibility and streaming stuff there, too. And I asked, like, hey, you gonna do this for the PC? And of course, they were like, no plans at this time. But, you know, like, what else are they going to say? I don't know how I feel about the new UI. Like, watch them go through it. Like, it's faster, they say, and, you know, like, the menus are just more responsive and stuff, and that's cool, but, like, I don't know. I took a look at it. It's just, like, it looks like the Windows 10 Xbox app in a lot of ways. Like, one of their things they kind of stopped to point out while they were giving the demo was, like, and publishers can put a news feed of, you know, latest information about the game right here, too. And it was just, every single one was just like, new DLC available. It's like, well, yeah, fucking... Which I guess PS4 has that too, you know, they get the little info window that's got like, hey, buy this shit. And they're like, yeah, they could put patch notes here. It's like, yeah, they're never going to put patch notes there. They're just going to say, hey, you should buy stuff. utility work ahead. Yes, yes, merge into the lane with me, the one that's closed that we all have to get out of. This is where you want to be. Put your Nissan Juke in this lane. It's the only move. Yeah. And you realize, like, oh, wait, I'm an idiot. You know, it'd be kind of cool if they emulated a bunch of other shit. And, I mean, it's where it would get weird, because... But, you know, if they could read Dreamcast discs in that thing, for example, and they went and did the licensing work to, like, make that legal, and then, like, kind of said, hey, you put the disc in and it downloads, you know, downloads the game, because everything has to run off the hard drive anyway... And then you pay, you know, I mean, you know, you'd probably have to pay a little something extra per game to make that shit work. Or just, you know, pay to download them and play them. At some point, it's not worth it. At some point, like, the amount of money people feel is reasonable to pay for old games like that is real low. And the work it takes is not super easy in a lot of cases. Both, like, the licensing and legal end of things and the actual development, so... Room. What kills something like Game Room is that no one gives a fuck. None of these publishers are like, oh, yes, this is a huge cash center for us. Please... Please sell our old games for $3 a piece. I'm here. They've dug up this parking lot something fierce. It's real crazy. I'm gonna go do work stuff, so I'll see you guys later. Have a solid Monday.